Welcome to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. My name is Brandi Gilmore, and after recovering from my own life-changing injury, it's become my mission to share with others the same discoveries I made that changed my health and my entire life. Our minds are truly incredible. The placebo is proof of this. Each week, I will take this simple awareness to a whole new level. I will even coach live callers to free themselves of physical pain using only their mind. And then I'll provide you with a combination of practical and spiritual insights that you can use to master your mind, your emotions, and your energy to help you heal your health, yourself, and your life. Let's begin. Wonderful day to you. It is so great to connect with you, and I hope that you had a most wonderful Thanksgiving, if of course you're somebody who celebrates, and if not, or you live in a different country that doesn't necessarily have an official Thanksgiving, I hope you still took time to connect with loved ones, family, and friends, and also to bring in some gratitude. You know, definitely this year, Thanksgiving, the holidays, is really different than it normally is. You know, in my household, it was definitely different this year. I mean, all of my family lives in different states. And what was really sweet, though, is that we had this Zoom Thanksgiving connection where we all got together, you know, my parents and my siblings, and also my niece and my nephews, who are so ridiculously cute. And so it was just sweet. And then, you know, locally, I have my LA friends who, just a few of us got together who are like my family now. And it was just, it was so sweet, and I'm grateful. It was just perfect, really. So, of course, much different than normal. I mean, I missed the normal Friendsgiving that I have with a large amount of people. And, you know, there was a lot of things that I would normally have done, but it was also really sweet and intimate and connecting and grateful and just perfect. And so I hope that you were able to find a way to connect with those that you love and have a really good Thanksgiving. And by the way, on that note, side note really quick, I want to make a really quick correction that isn't really a big deal, but it's very important to me. And, you know, if you're on my mailing list, every week with the podcast, I send out, hey, you know, here's the latest episode. And on Thanksgiving, I had sent out the last one, which, by the way, was a hilarious episode. If you listened to it, it cracked me up, just perfect. But, you know, if you saw that email and on it, you know, I said happy Thanksgiving to people in the U.S. and also Brazil. Now, the thing of it is that Brazil technically doesn't have a Thanksgiving, but Google says they do. So if you Google, when is Thanksgiving in Brazil? It will tell you November 26th. So lesson learned, don't listen to Google. And of course, there's other mixed information about holidays where there's plenty of other articles that say, you know, Brazil doesn't have one. But I just grabbed the one on the top that said it did. And and reason being is it was just, of course, not wanting to leave everybody out and just be like, well, hey, happy Thanksgiving to us in the U.S. And so just wanting to be inclusive. So nothing terrible happened, and I wished all my people in Brazil a wonderful Thanksgiving when they don't really have one, and, you know, so nothing bad, but I always want to be impeccable with my words, even when it comes to the little things that don't even really matter so much, just because there is so much misinformation in our world, especially when it comes to self-healing and consciousness and transformation and the brain and all of that. And so I want to just make sure that everything that I speak along the way is also accurate. And so not a big deal, but I just wanted to correct that. And speaking of misconceptions and misinformation on healing, there's even places in today's episode where you'll see that come up. And so we'll be talking about that. And by the way, you know, every episode is always divine timing. You know, there's always a reason why it comes up at a specific time. And that is so true for today's episode. You know, it was interesting watching the energy unfold and the messages in this specific episode. So I love that. And that's going to be fun to share with you today, as well as you're also going to love today's volunteer. She is such a sweetheart. Her name is Sophie, and she's so sweet. You just want to like hug her. I mean, she's precious. And so as we get into working with her mind, things may seem straightforward, but there are some complexities, which of course I will break down and simplify so you'll have some takeaways of things that you can start doing in your life today. So that said, let's go ahead and dive in with Sophie. Hello, Sophie.
Hello, Brandy.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous. Thank you. It's wonderful to connect with you.
Yes, you too. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. And where is your accent from?
I'm from Belgium, which you will probably
beautiful. I love it. I love your accent. And it's beautiful.
Thank you.
So what can I help you with today?
Okay, so I've got some health issues in which I feel kind of stuck. I've been struggling with headaches for over 5 years now and neck pain. I've gone through the entire, you know, the mainstream medical, the medical course. I've done all of that, went to different doctors, specialists. They didn't really find anything. They just told me to, they found something in my neck. They did an MRI. They saw there was a bulged disc. But they just told me basically that I had to live with this and try most of the medications that are available for headaches and migraines, which I tried most of those. But this doesn't really help me. I feel like I'm really stuck in my headaches. I also have neck pain. And I'm not able to move this energy. I'm not really able to either surrender to this or just find a way to get this to get better.
Let's not surrender. That's not fun.
Yeah, no.
That is not fun at all. And I hear you. And I hear that so often of people that are just told, look, there's nothing we can do. And, you know, mm-hmm. you're kind of stuck with it and try the medication. And yeah, that's not fun. I hear you. So, let's check in to see what's going on here. Mm-hmm. And if I ask you right now, what is the level in your neck and in your head? And what are you feeling right now?
At the moment, my head is, I've been doing pretty okay today. So I'd say it would be like a 2, but that's really low because most of the things yesterday, it was like an 8. But now it's like a 2. My neck is like a 4.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so, bingo. All right. So let's see. And I'm sorry, you've been doing what today? You said, what have you been doing?
I've been doing quite okay today. So I didn't wake up with a tremendous headache this morning, which I mostly do. So I've just been teaching today. Okay. So
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful. Yeah. And what is it that you teach?
I teach Dutch.
Ah, yeah. Wonderful. Wonderful. So on this episode, we're going to clear the neck pain and head pain, and then we're going to learn Dutch?
Yeah, maybe, if you want to. I'd be glad to help you with that.
I love that. No. Yes, I love it. I love it. So wonderful. All right. So so I'm going to ask you to breathe. All right. So let's go ahead and pause it just for a quick moment. You know, we were talking about misinformation and misconceptions with the mind and with healing. And I just wanted to point out that she did just mention one of those. And it's this, you know, she mentioned that she's been trying to surrender to it. And you may have heard this before. A lot of people will talk about trying to surrender to it. This is not what you want to do. Of course, you don't want to fight it, because if you're fighting it, that's creating a lot of negative energy. But surrender is not what you want to feel either. Now, some people might say, well, that is a really small distinction, but it's profound when you start to look at the habits of the mind and the energy. I mean, if you picture somebody who's always surrendering to things that are painful, there's a lot of victim energy that ends up coming in and getting ingrained, or weakness that ends up coming in and getting ingrained. And even sometimes, if you look around in the spiritual communities, you'll see a lot of the victim energy or whatnot. So you don't want to go towards surrender. Instead, what you really want to do is look at what is the message in this pain? What is the message in the problem? And be excited to really want to change, because it does become life-changing, which is exactly where we're going today, you know, is how she can take this information, this message of pain that her body's giving her, and take the information from it and use it to actually create change and to create a better life. And so that's the attitude that you want to have. And if you've heard about surrendering or things like that, ultimately, that's not what you want to do. And on a bigger picture, if you teach your brain and your mind and your nervous system to surrender all the time, you're not going to live the empowered life that you'd really want to have. And so again, this may seem like a really small distinction, except for the fact that it fuels victim energy, and it's just really not the energy that's going to help you to heal your body. So that said, we're going to go ahead and look at the specific energy that is. Also, I mentioned to her that we were going to learn Dutch at the end. I hope you picked up on the silliness. That's not the case. We're actually just, of course, working on healing. And so that said, that's where we're going. I'm going to go ahead and check into her energy and her neck pain and see what the message is. Here we go. Give me 1 second. Bingo. So that was about a 4.6 in the neck. So bingo right there. And head to bingo, about a 2. Okay, so give me 1 second. Bingo. I see it, and it's like the energy is like braided, if you will. Give me 1 second. It's like a tangle. 100% bingo. Okay. Okay. So in your energy, there's this feeling of feeling like a very strong feeling of being in the now without really being able to see forward into the future, without really thinking about the future or having a vision for the future. Can you see that?
I can see that completely. That's one of my main problems, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
So part of the reason I was having a problem seeing it is because it's part of it's missing.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. So,
So I'm going to ask you just for a moment to breathe, and I'm going to ask you, knowing that your thoughts help create your life, what would you like to see? Like, if you could picture where you were 5 years from now, what would you like to see?
I would like to see myself maybe in not such a different, not a much different environment, but more at ease with myself, in the same family I'm in now. But just at ease, just relaxed, okay. The way I'm living, that it's fine, that I don't have to change all of it just for it to be okay. Fine. Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Great. So I'm going to ask you to picture for a moment that you see yourself 5 years from now. Mm-hmm. And your family is wonderful and happy and healthy. And you're smiling and you're so happy and at ease and just joyful and loving each day. And it's just, it feels incredible. You're just so happy and you have the biggest smile on your face and you really just love life and you see that life is just beautiful. Mm-hmm. And you just feel that feeling and you're walking around. And not only that, but with, as far as your career and teaching people Dutch and all of that, like people are getting it. You're having the most wonderful students and you have so much fun connecting with them and you feel so fulfilled and you feel so loved. What would that look like?
Amazing.
Great.
Yeah.
So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And by the way, even moving forward, now I'm going to jump and say, even as you see yourself being 90, you see yourself walking around happy and healthy and feeling incredible and smiling and feeling so delighted because you're still just surrounded by so many loved ones and you're having the best family experiences and the best life exchanges. And it just feels so fulfilling to your heart and to your soul. And it's just, it's so wonderful. And you just have embraced family and love and connection, and it's beautiful, and been laughing and enjoying and at ease and gifted by this beautiful each day. And it's just, it's amazing. Mm-hmm. And not only that, but you have so many students that you've touched their life, because when you teach somebody a language, it helps them learn and gain confidence and grow and expand. And it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. And so just for a moment, taking that in. And how would that even feel?
Yeah. That would be like all I need, basically.
Great. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And again, I'm going to ask you how that would feel.
Amazing. Really amazing.
Really amazing. Great. Take that in. And again, how would that feel?
It would be like the best
there could be.
Like not looking for something greater or just not always.
It would be the best there could be.
Yeah.
Great. Can you take that in? Mm-hmm. And I want you to think about how happy your heart would feel. And I want you to think about how many amazing, wonderful, laughing and fun and connecting and beautiful experiences you would have with people.
I can feel my heart beating faster because it's like, yeah.
Okay. And if I ask you how exciting it all feels.
It feels very exciting. Yeah.
Very exciting. Great. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. Bingo. And I want you to notice the level of pain in your neck. What's your level?
It's like a one.
It's like a one, right?
Yeah.
Awesome. And what's the level in your head? 0 to 10.
It's gone, but between 0 and 1 somewhere.
Between 0 and 1. That's
what I have. Yeah, to the backgrounds. Yeah, completely mm-hmm. to the backgrounds.
All right. So first and foremost, awesome job with her energy. She just took her pain level from like a 4.5 to about a 1 in minutes. Using her own mind and her own energy, she did that. Really amazing. And as far as her headache, it went from a 2 to down between a 1-2. So it went down as well. So awesome job with her energy. Also really great self-awareness. You know, we were talking about a vision moving forward. And, you know, she mentioned that's been a place that she's been stuck. Now, somebody might think, well, why can't she just get a vision moving forward? But you'll see why that is coming up, and we'll talk about that, because when certain things are going on in the brain, it makes it really hard to get a vision. And so that's part of what I'm doing to really help create that change. So I love that. Just she does a great job with her energy, great self-awareness. Now, some other key points as well. You know, we've been talking about the topic of misinformation, and all of the time when people are working with neck pain, I hear people say, you know, well, it's the neck. And I read in this book that it's supposed to mean that I'm really stubborn and can't see another's point of view. And so they feel like that's what they need to shift. And they'll spend years and years trying to shift it and figure it out. And it's not the correct information. And I see that all of the time. And yet people get stuck there. And then, of course, I'll show them to shift their neck pain in a different way where they can actually see the results. Now, what's interesting about this divine timing episode is that if you think about it for a moment, this episode I helped her to shift her pain. And part of what we did is we're talking about the vision and moving forward. And there's other pieces we're going to talk about as well. But as you can see, her pain is releasing. And that's awesome. Now, if we talk about stubborn, it's interesting that the last episode, if you listen to the last episode, it was both hilarious and also had a lot to do with stubborn and rebel, where there was extreme stubbornness. And it was so sweet because so many people were like, oh my God, I relate to this so much. But that was a different part of the body. That woman wasn't experiencing neck pain. She had completely different issues. And so if you are somebody who's been, you know, looking in a book and saying, oh, but my neck pain is because of stubbornness and et cetera, you can see where that's not accurate. And the only reason I say this is because I see a lot of people get stuck in this rut of feeling like their pain or their ailment has to do with one specific thing, but it's not the case. And so just want to share that as long as we're talking about misinformation. Now, another key insight is that, you know, she does have some pain left, and that's where we're going. We're going to talk more about that. There's a bit of a stuck spot, and that's where we're going. But before we do, you know, if you think about her vision, she also mentions that, you know, she just wants it to be the same moving forward, and kind of she's kind of like, okay, well, I want this to stay the same, but I just want to feel better. And there's a reason for that, meaning that some people would look at this and listen to her vision and say, well, knowing that her thoughts help create her life, why doesn't she want a bigger vision? And she may at some point want a bigger vision, which would be great. Or she may want to keep this vision, which is really beautiful. But there's a reason why this vision sounds so amazing to her. And there's also a reason why having this vision right now is best for her. And so we're going to talk more about that as we dive back in with Sophie. So there's about a 0.3 in the head and about a point right under a 1 in the neck. Great. And out of curiosity, who's doing that?
It's
you.
Yeah,
you?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
You're doing it. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. Great. So here we go. You're going to do it some more. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to picture for a moment, 5 years from now, how amazing it is to be laughing and walking around and smiling and just feeling incredible and just feeling safe and in love with life and enjoying and loving your family and that connectedness and just feeling just so happy. And not only that, but your students, and there's plenty of students coming in, which is great. You have plenty of money and you're making money and it feels incredible and you're helping them and they feel expanded and so grateful to you and connected to you and your family. And it's just, it all feels incredible. I want you to notice how that feels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And again, thinking about even seeing yourself at 90, walking around with the biggest smile on your face, feeling relaxed and appreciative and safe and grateful and life is amazing and looking around and feeling like there's so many wonderful people around you and feeling so loved. And of course, everybody wants to hang out with Sophie and it's just beautiful and it's a wonderful feeling and you love them and it's just so many awesome, amazing experiences. And if I ask you, how does that picture feel to you?
It's like all I wish for, yeah. Very purposeful, satisfying, yeah.
Totally. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to ask you to bring that in. And by the way, if I told you there's something that I'm wishing for, should I be visualizing it and picturing it? And so just for a moment, I want you to think about that's all you wish for. That's what you're wanting.
Mm-hmm.
And picturing that and feeling like, thank you, universe. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. Bingo. And by the way, on YouTube, there's like this picture of this like 96-year-old lady or 90th, maybe it's her 90th birthday, something like that. But she is like dancing and like swing dancing and all this. It's beautiful, right?
Yeah.
So even seeing yourself just happy and healthy and laughing and lighthearted and just awesome. And by the way, have you seen before like studies with people where, you know, they'll find somebody that's living at 110 years old or something like that, and they interview them and they're always like happy. Have you noticed that?
Yes, I've noticed it.
Totally. And yeah. So just for a moment, I want you to picture yourself happy and surrounded by family and connected. And by the way, it's not like these people that are 110 have everything in the world and they're, you know, blah, blah, blah. It's like they're happy with what they have and they feel grateful.
Yeah.
And so just for a moment, I'm going to ask you to take in the feeling of even picturing that, of picturing being so happy, feeling that, and noticing how much that makes your heart happy.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
Bingo. Beautiful. So I'm going to ask you to bring that in. I'm going to ask you to bring up the feeling even more, even more, even more, how beautiful that feels. Bingo. Bingo. I'm going to ask you to notice your level of pain, 0 to 10, in your neck.
It's like almost, yeah, it's like almost gone. Only when I rotate my neck, it still hurts.
Okay. And when you rotate your neck, what's your level?
That's like, well, it would be like a 2, something like that.
Okay, so a 2. All right. And bingo. All right. So give me 1 second. Will you rotate it again?
Was it 2?
Bingo. Okay. And stationary where it is, it's about a 0.1. So it's pretty much gone, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And when you rotate, it's okay. Bingo. There we go. Yes. Okay. Can you see the part of you that's afraid to look at the future?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. I'm going to ask you to breathe. And if I told you that I'm afraid to look at the future, how great is that?
If you're afraid to look at the future.
If I'm afraid to look at the future. How great is that?
How great.
Not good, right?
Not good, no.
Not good. Would you tell me to change that?
Yes, it would be nicer.
Yes, it would be nicer. Great. It,
yeah.
Bingo. Great. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. I want you to think about how great the future is.
Mm-hmm.
And how great it's going to be.
Yeah.
And then think about living today to its fullest. And yeah, the future is going to be so great and so wonderful and fabulous. And it's exciting. And today's going to be fabulous. Mm-hmm. And living today to its fullest.
Yeah.
Okay, how does that feel?
It feels great. To live it to its fullest, yeah. Sounds good.
Bingo. And by the way, bingo, do you have kids?
Yes, I do. I have 2 boys.
You have 2 boys. And how old are they?
The youngest is almost 7 and the eldest is 9.
Okay. So I want you to think about this for a moment. How exciting is it going to be to watch them someday get married?
That would be awesome. Yeah, that would be amazing.
Right? And what about even someday having grandkids? How does that sound?
Adorable.
Adorable.
Yeah.
Or even watching them graduate from high school, or even go to prom, or even all of those things, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or, by the way, do either one of them play sports yet?
Yes, they do. Quite a lot of sports, yeah.
Nice. And what kind of sports?
They play football.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay, now how fun is it going to be watching them even, like, let's say they play football in high school. How fun is it going to be to go and watch their games?
I would be so proud. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So I want you to think about watching them play their football games. And also, what if they go to college and they're playing football, or they're playing sports, or, you know, whatever, and they're doing great, and then they're getting married, and then they're growing up, and they're having grandkids. And let me ask you, do you think you're going to make a good grandmother?
I hope so, yeah.
I mean,
I guess so, yeah.
I believe so, right?
Yeah.
Great. So I'm going to ask you to breathe for a moment. And I want you to think about how many wonderful things moving forward you have to look forward to.
Yeah.
And how exciting are all those things?
Amazing. Yeah. Really, really exciting.
Really,
things
really exciting.
To live
Great.
For. Yeah. To live to the fullest for. Mm-hmm.
Totally. And so I'm going to ask you to turn your head. And what's your level?
It's like a half.
Right?
Diminished. Yeah.
Yep. All right. Awesome. Very, very impressive. Okay. So, bingo. Give me 1 second. And how exciting are all those things?
Amazing. Yeah. Really, really exciting.
Really,
things
really exciting.
To live
Great.
For. Yeah. To live to the fullest for. Mm-hmm.
Totally. And so I'm going to ask you to turn your head. And what's your level?
It's like a half.
Right?
Diminished. Yeah.
Yep. All right. Awesome. Very, very impressive. Okay. So bingo. Give me 1 second. All right, so let's go ahead and pause it just for a quick moment for a few key insights. I mean, first and foremost, if you recall, her pain to the right was increasing. Every time she turned her head to the right, her pain increased and up to a level 2. Now it's almost gone. So great job with her energy. And there's also a little bit more stuck, which we're going to go into. But at this point, you know, ultimately, I started naming things for her to look forward to. And this is something that I'd highly recommend to everybody, especially right now where we are in the world, you know? And things that I listed off were, you know, watching her kids grow up or get married and different things like that. And, you know, when we have something to look forward to, it just makes more life and more energy want to come through us. And so whether you're somebody who has a ton of health issues or not, or whatever it is, I would highly recommend just making that list. And there are a few reasons for that, which I'll bring together all at the end as to why I said this is all really divine timing. But the thing that you want to know right now is that creating a list of things to look forward to would be really good for your energy. So that said, as I mentioned, there's a bit of stuck spot still there. And let's go ahead and dive back in with Sophie. Bingo. And your grandkids are going to be able to speak both English and Dutch, right?
French and Dutch and probably English as well, yeah.
Awesome. And bingo. And how wonderful is that?
That's, yeah, that's wonderful, yeah.
Bingo. And great. And I want you to picture again your 90-year-old self, 90 years young, as we picture yourself walking around with the biggest smile on your face and a healthy, happy family, and you feeling so, so grateful and looking around and just feeling blessed and having grandkids and just how amazing it all is, and feeling so loved and feeling so fulfilled and in love with life and just so happy and so great. I'm going to ask you to breathe. And bingo. And I'm going to ask you to take that in. And what's scary about the future?
Nothing.
Great. No. I'm going to ask you to breathe. And take that in. I'm going to say it again. So that looks pretty freaking amazing. What's so scary about the future?
Nothing scary. No, nothing scary Good. Anymore.
There we go. I'm going to ask you to breathe in. And turn your neck. Beautiful. What's your level?
It's like still like a half.
Okay, so give me 1 second. Bingo. Bingo. Okay, so there's a feeling of punishment of self from about 7 years ago. Like you did something wrong. Can you see that?
Digging in my memory, like 7 years ago, then I would have been pregnant with my second child, I think, because he's like almost seven. So,
great.
So, yeah, I was pregnant with him back then.
Bingo. That. Bingo. Okay, so I'm going to ask you to breathe. And if I ask you if you've ever felt the feeling of feeling bad about yourself, feeling like you got upset and you shouldn't have. If I ask you 0 to 10, how much you can find that?
Like a 7 something.
And so out of curiosity, bingo. How long do you want to hold on to that in your energy?
Not much longer.
Smart. It's very smart. I'm asking you to breathe and let it go. Good. And I'm going to push a little bit, okay? Great. So I want you to notice that feeling bad. And you go ahead and keep that, your energy. And the rest of us are going to go ahead and have clear, happy, positive energy. And you go ahead and keep that in your energy if you want.
No, I'm not going to.
What's that? Say it again.
I'm not going to.
Great. Say it again.
I'm not going to keep it.
Good. So you're going to let it go?
Yes.
When?
Now.
Beautiful. Now I ask you to breathe. No. You carry that around for like the next 30 years and let me know how that goes for you. 40 years, you know, like when is the last time, like if your kids ever made a mistake, like, or something like that, if they ever got upset or whatnot, you continue to punish them for years and years. Like you ground them for like 5 years, right?
Yeah, I would never do that.
You would never do that, right?
No.
Could you imagine a parent saying, oh, you're in trouble. You're grounded for the next 5 years, 10 years. You never deserve a great life. Could you imagine somebody saying that?
No, it's not fair.
No, it's not. So could you stop being hard on Sophie?
Yeah, that would be a good idea.
Great. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. Good. And I'm going to ask you to picture yourself walking around 5 years from now, just feeling happy, healthy, at ease, smiling, feeling connected, feeling like you have so much patience, and loving who you are.
Yeah.
What does that feel like?
Liberating.
Liberating, right? Well said. Well said. I'm going to ask you to breathe. Good. I'm going to ask you to turn your head and notice what your level is.
It's like almost gone. It's not even half anymore.
Right? So notice it's going down with that last piece,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Okay,
and
great.
I'm just realizing even like in 2014, what you were talking about. I'm really getting that now, like what I was punishing myself for. Yeah, it's
beautiful.
It's coming up. Yeah.
Beautiful. So I'm going to ask you to breathe for a moment. And I'm going to ask you to breathe. And 2014, I mean, wouldn't it be great if you just take your eldest son and you just say, yeah, you're going to be grounded for like the next 6 years, 7 years, you know, and that's obvious. You should be punished
be
for
awful.
7 years.
Mm-hmm.
Who would do that?
No one would do that.
Who would treat Sophie like that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are you done?
Be doing it. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you to breathe. Good. And again, I'm going to ask you to picture yourself walking around, feeling so good and so happy to be you. Knowing that you're a good person. Mm-hmm. Knowing that you're a good person, can I ask you to take that in?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I'm a good person.
What?
I am a good person.
What's that?
I'm a great person.
Yeah, you are. Take that in. I ask you to feel that mm-hmm. and see it. And know that it's true. Mm-hmm. And know that it's true. I'm going to ask you to breathe. Great job with your energy. I'm going to ask you again to breathe. I'm going to ask you to bring in the feeling of feeling like you do deserve a great life because it's true. Mm-hmm. And now I want you to notice something, okay? So again, I want you to notice, turn your head, notice the level of pain.
It still lingers on like... Mm-hmm.
But yeah. What I want you to notice is this, okay? So I want you to notice... Number one, I want you to notice that what we're saying is right, not just because Brandy is saying so, but you can see your body responding. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Okay, so just for a moment, I'm going to ask you to close your eyes. And I'm going to ask you to take in the awareness that you can stop beating yourself up. And you can see that that's true. And the universe is saying that it's true, and your body is saying that it's true, because you can see that it's responding mm-hmm. in a positive way.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say that again. So you can stop beating yourself up or feeling bad or holding on to blah, blah, blah from the past, and even just that feeling in general day to day to day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I will.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. Bingo.
My fingers are tingling. Yeah.
Okay. And bingo. So your fingers are tingling. Mm-hmm. And bingo. And I want you to notice anytime that you get upset at all, how much you are feeling bad. Can you see that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's the little piece that remains. And if I ask you moving forward, how you can change this to where you're having and feeling even more patience and you're not feeling so upset mm-hmm. inside. How can you change that? What would you like? Would you like to change it?
Yeah, sure. Well, yeah.
Okay. Sure, and 0 to 10, how much would you like to change that?
Like a 10.
Like a 10. So great. So I'm going to ask you to picture what that looks like moving forward mm-hmm. as you change it. What does that really look like?
Stop punishing myself. Stop beating myself up mm-hmm. just about any little thing that goes wrong, or not feeling guilty anymore about things that I that were not really in my hands.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And bingo. And if I ask you moving forward, if you feel like if you started just picturing everything going great each day, or even reminding yourself that you're the picture your vision of the day of even your vision to 90 years old and say, you know what, I'm just going to stay relaxed and positive today. And if anything happens, I'm not going to get upset. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to chill. I'm just going to go through and relax.
Yeah. And breathe.
You know, and I won't get all upset. Mm-hmm. Okay. How does that feel to you?
Feels like, yeah, like a breathing space.
Like what?
Breathing space, more breathing space.
Breathing space. Yeah. I love it. And
very liberating. Yeah.
Which feels... Okay, so I'm going to ask you to breathe. Bingo. And if I ask you, can you find the part of yourself that doesn't completely trust yourself in this area? Can you see that?
Yeah, because I know myself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what do you not trust yourself to do?
I usually go into a panic mm-hmm. instead of just breathing through it and just okay. letting it be.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So when you go into a panic, then how upset you get you with yourself for going into a panic and for reacting?
Pretty upset, yeah. Mm-hmm. Because I just okay. want to be relaxed and I'm not at that moment. Okay. So, yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you to breathe. All All right, so let's go ahead and pause it for a few key insights. You know, there are a lot of complexities going on here, and I want to kind of break it down and simplify it a bit, and also point out a few things that you'll want to make sure that you're doing on your own journey. You know, she mentioned as far as the panic goes, where she said, you know, I know myself, I normally just go into panic. So not only is there a feeling of distrust of self to change, but there's also an expectation. And as you're going through the process of healing, you'll want to embrace real change. Now, that might seem like a simple statement, and yet a lot of people will have a tendency to resist real change. But when healing occurs, there's got to be a real change. You know, even if you think about, you know, back to, I believe it was episode number 5, but that was a woman who was supine, you know, bedridden for 6 years, who is now running marathons, you know, traveling around the world, doing all kinds of amazing things. And if you look at her before and after picture, she looks like a different person. I mean, not really. I mean, you can still tell it's the same person, but she looks radically different. And that's because all kinds of changes occur when you really embrace change. I mean, she's gorgeous. And not to say she wasn't before, but she looks even more amazing now. And that's just one piece of the change. So we can change in all kinds of ways, but we have to be willing to embrace the change. And you can see there's that stuckness there. So that's one piece. Now, there's another reason why this is so complex for her. You know, you may have noticed in the very beginning, right as I was checking into her energy, I mentioned that everything felt really tied and knotted together, kind of tangled together. And the reason for that is because each of these patterns are all feeding each other, meaning that without the lack of vision, without like having a vision moving forward, it's causing more panic. But because of the panic, she's unable to get the vision. Additionally, there's a part of herself that is berating herself or feeling guilty, bad, you know, beating herself up a bit because she goes into this state and getting upset about it. And so then what happens is that it just keeps her from being able to create a vision, which of course creates more of the panic. And you can see that cycle. It's all really knotted together. And so that's why it's all stuck, if you will. And so that's what we're going to do, is we're going to dive back in and really look at releasing more of it. Now, you'll notice as I'm working with her when we dive back in, as far as getting the panic down and things like that, that I'm really working on just getting her willing to let go of the panic. But I don't want you to think that panic is just the issue in itself, meaning that all of the time people try to address things like depression or panic or anxiety, and they try to just address it for face value, for what it is. Okay, there's this negative emotion, let's get rid of it. But it is almost never what it seems. There are other things in the mind that are triggering the emotion to occur. And so there's always, typically for any of these types of patterns of panic and anxiety or depression or different things like that, there are always typically multiple combinations that are actually creating it in the brain, which is why a lot of times people feel so stuck and like there's no way out. Now, the reason I'm saying that is because in this upcoming segment, I'm just going to work with her on just getting the panic down. But if you are somebody who has a lot of panic or stress or different things like that, you won't want to just treat it as face value. You'll always want to make sure to understand the underlying things that are triggering the panic in your mind, because there are bigger pieces to the puzzle. So that's what we're going to talk about as we go into this next segment. And I also mentioned in the last segment that there are reasons that you'll want to write down things moving forward as to things to look forward to. So we're still going to talk about that as well. But first, I want to work on getting the rest of this panic down. So that's where we're going, and let's go ahead and I back in with Sophie. And I want you to think about somebody that you know who goes into a panic.
Mm-hmm.
Who is that?
Like my mom.
Okay. And how does that look from the outside in?
For me to see her like that?
For you or even for other people to watch her go into a panic about something.
It's stressful.
Okay, right? And not only that, but imagine for a moment if you and I were sitting there watching somebody who was panicking about mm-hmm. something that wasn't even worthy of panicking for.
Mm-hmm.
How silly would that look?
We'd just say, just relax, just chill.
Yeah. Just chill, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And does panicking help your mom?
No, it doesn't, because she gets even more upset.
Okay. And how much would you say that panicking has helped your life?
It hasn't.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you to breathe. And if I told you that I was doing something for well over 30 years, and I was doing something on a regular basis that didn't help my life at all,
mm-hmm.
and instead made it harder, I made it worse, and then I beat myself up and blah, 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 and all of that, how much longer do I want to do that?
No longer. I would tell you just to stop doing it.
You would tell me just to stop doing it. Mm-hmm. All right. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. Bingo. I'm going to ask you to close your eyes for a moment.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to notice how when things come up, it feels like a panic. It feels like a massive thing. Can you see that feeling?
Mm-hmm. I feel it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And ask you to breathe. And you go ahead and hold on to that feeling and let me know how that goes for you.
It's pretty uncomfortable.
Yeah, you go ahead and keep that. And let me know. And by the way, mm-hmm. is everything really actually life or death?
No, it isn't. It isn't at
it's
all.
It's not. So is your feeling response that you're experiencing, is that appropriate?
Mm-hmm. No, it isn't.
It's not, right?
No.
So just for a moment, have you ever heard before a cutter? Somebody can cut themselves
yeah.
and experience a mm-hmm. feeling of relief or euphoria.
Mm-hmm.
You've heard that before?
Yes, I've heard that.
Okay, now is that the right feeling for them to feel? Relief or euphoria if they cut themselves?
I don't think so, no.
Okay, so that's the wrong programming to feel relief or euphoria, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can you see that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I want you to notice your life or death panic situation.
Mm-hmm.
And can you see that's not the right feeling?
Mm-hmm. I can see that, yeah.
Great. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And won't it be great if your kids grow up and have this whole panic thing going on for them too?
No, not at all. I try to.
I mean, wouldn't that be awesome?
Mm-hmm. Not at all.
Not at all, right?
No.
So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And are you sure you want to do that?
I wouldn't want to have them have that as well.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you to breathe. And I want you to look at that feeling of panic that you're feeling inside. I want you to look it in the face.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to ask you, you go ahead and keep that. And let me know how that goes for you.
I want it gone.
When?
Now.
Now. I'm going to ask you to breathe.
Yeah.
Are you willing to let it go now?
Yes.
Great. I'm going to ask you to breathe. Bingo. And I want you to go back to the feeling of how critical of yourself you are about this, about feeling bad and guilty for getting panic and upset.
Mm-hmm.
And can you stop berating yourself and being mean to yourself?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. Can you instead support yourself to change it?
Yeah.
What's going to help? If you support yourself or if you berate yourself?
If I support myself.
If you support yourself. And if you berate yourself, and how long is that going to go? Or how well is that going to go?
Not well at all. No. Should stop doing that. Yeah.
Yeah. How long have you been doing that for?
Probably like almost 7 years.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And bingo. And has it worked?
No, it hasn't, because I'm stuck and don't feel healthy.
Right. Okay. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. Okay, so I'm going to ask you to breathe. Bingo. And I'm going to ask you, bingo. Bingo. I'm going to ask you to turn your head to the right and notice your level.
It's almost gone.
And I'm going to ask you to turn your head to the left and notice your level.
It's like half as well, yeah.
Okay, and give me 1 second. That. Bingo. Bingo. All right, so I'm going to ask you to breathe again. And when you panic, bingo. Mm-hmm. Can you see the part of you that has raised your voice?
Probably my head.
Okay. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. Bingo. Let me put it in another way. Bingo. Bingo. Okay. When your mom panicked about something, mm-hmm. did she ever seem to get a bit upset with you?
I don't think she did, no.
Okay. And bingo. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. There's a feeling of feeling like when you stress out, you can tend to get a little bit angry.
Mm-hmm.
Can you see that?
Yeah, I can see that, yeah.
Okay, and if I ask you 0 to 10, how well you can see that? How well can you see that?
Now I'm thinking too much. maybe it's a 4?
Okay. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And I'm going to ask you if you're willing to get rid of that part. Bingo. I'm going to ask you again to breathe. And I'm going to ask you, are you willing to get rid of that part mm-hmm. of feeling guilty for that?
Yeah. I do.
Are you?
Yes.
All of the way?
Yes.
Like no guilt?
No, no guilt.
Like none?
No, none whatsoever. Like nada? Mm-hmm.
Really, really, really none?
None.
Great. So I'm going to ask you to breathe and notice what it would feel like to have no guilt and to trust yourself that you were really going to change this for sure.
I trust myself, yeah.
And you're really going to change this for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. Certainly.
Great. Move your head.
It's gone. Yeah. It's like I don't feel my... No, it's like a 0 now. Especially the right side, which was hurting most.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
All right. So awesome job with your energy. So first, awesome, awesome. Yay.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Secondly... Notice how much that little last little piece took effort to get, okay?
Yeah.
Which is the piece of trusting yourself and really letting the feeling of guilt go. Can you see that part?
Yeah, I can see that part, yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you to breathe. All right, and I want to leave you with this because I want you to be able to make sure to get this, okay? Mm-hmm. So a few things, okay?
Yeah.
You know how we can feel like we're at the mercy of our emotions, mm-hmm. and that's how we can feel, right?
Yeah.
And I want you to realize and remember and bring in the awareness that you're in charge.
Mm-hmm. I'm in charge. I'm the creator of my emotions, yeah.
Great. So I'm going to ask you to breathe that in. That your emotions aren't running the show, though mm-hmm. for a lot of people they feel like it is, right?
Yeah.
Could you commit to... saying, you know what, this is life-changing. I'm going to make this life-changing. I'm going to commit to mm-hmm. really making this change.
Yes. Yes,
yes.
I am.
And if I ask, beautiful. And bingo. And if I ask you, by the way, how much does it feel like panic controls a lot of your mom's life?
It does. It still does a lot. Now that mm-hmm. we're out of the house... Probably a bit less, but now she's worried about the grandkids. So it's okay. There's a lot of panic still, yeah.
Okay. And if I ask you if you want your life to be filled with panic?
I don't want to. No.
You don't want to, mm-hmm. right?
No.
Okay. So this is what I want you to do, is I want you to listen to this over and over and over and get it in. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I want you to really also affirm every morning that you're going to change this and that things are not life and death and all of that, right? Mm-hmm. So I want you to really get it in.
Yeah.
And really get it in your mind. And then I want you to notice a few things. Okay. So I want you to notice that this is your body telling you the most important thing you need to know. Okay. So your body is giving you this information. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Totally. And we know what specifically needs to change, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I want you to do that and do that proactively and take it in. And then also, if you need more help with this, I have a video set and I would strongly recommend signing up and joining that. Okay.
Yeah,
okay. Just because I want to make sure that I want you to feel set up for success. And I want you to notice how hard that, like that last little piece, and it had to do with really trusting yourself to follow through. Does that make sense?
A lot of sense. Thank you so much. Yeah.
Beautiful. I love your self-awareness. I love it. And your energy is just, it's so sweet.
Thank you so much, Brandy. Thank you for taking your time to listen to me and to help me out.
Absolutely. You're so welcome and so sweet and so wonderful. It has been such a pleasure connecting with you, Sophie.
Yeah, for me too. Thank you so much, Brandy. It's been amazing. Thank you so much.
Oh, you are so, so welcome. Thank you. Have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your day.
You too.
Thanks.
Bye, Brandy.
All right, so let's go ahead and bring everything all together. And of course, first and foremost, how sweet and wonderful is she? I mean, just great job with her energy, great self-awareness, great insight, and just so sweet. It just makes you want to hug her. I mean, she's wonderful and precious, and great job with her energy. You know, I know that was really stuck and a bit complex. Again, you know, in the very beginning, I was like, this is pretty tangled. So just great job. And by the way, if you've been listening to past episodes, you know, where on the past episode, like 59 or 58, and you listen to the episode and you see somebody, you know, work through their pain and release it in minutes, and part of you is thinking, wow, this is way too fast, or, you know, any of the other episodes where somebody's releasing it really fast, you can see that things can get a bit stuck and take a bit of work to really create that change and make sure as you make this change to reinforce it. So I emphasized that to her, is I really want her to make sure to get this in her mind to be able to really maintain the change. All right. So as far as the key insights, every episode is divine timing. You know, there's a reason why this episode and this volunteer and this topic is taking place right now. And so I want to go ahead and break those things down for a moment. We've actually touched on them a bit. You know, first and foremost was about the misconception about neck pain, because all of the time I'll see people who are thinking it's one specific thing and they're stuck really believing that that's the problem. And so they're doing a ton of work around it and they've read it some book or some place or somebody told them that the neck is this or the liver is that or the shoulder is this. And then they get stuck because it's not accurate information. And so they're focused in the wrong direction. I see that all of the time. So making sure whether your issue has to do with neck issue or whatever it is, foot issue, whatever it is, that you don't get stuck on that specific thing, but you really want to understand what is going on in the mind. And if you are somebody who happened to miss the last episode, then I highly recommend going back to check it out because it's hilarious. So even if you don't have a neck issue, but you just love to laugh and learn, that one's a great one to check out. But either way, just making sure to not get stuck. Now, the second one we also touched on, and this has to do with having a vision moving forward and things that you're looking forward to in life. Now, the reason this is more important than ever right now is because this energy is part of the energy that's connected with COVID. So that's part of the reason. And so there's multiple reasons. I mean, first and foremost, of course, when you have things to look forward to, it can help lift your energy and lift your spirits and keep your energy more positive. So that's great. You know, focusing on and thinking about the things you're excited about moving forward in life. So that's great. Not only that, but a lot of people during this time are having some stress and panic and different things going on. And so you want to make sure that you do have a positive vision for the future, because I've seen people and worked with plenty of people who, because of everything that's going on, they kind of got stuck into a negative vision where they can't see their way out and they feel like everything's just stuck, or they're seeing like a future that looks really negative. And that, of course, is not good for their health or for their life. And so you want to make sure that you do have that positive vision and you're really reinforcing that. Now, when I mentioned also that that energy was connected with COVID, so there are multiple things. So if you remember, you know, back when COVID started, I took a volunteer who was experiencing symptoms from COVID and tested positive for COVID, and I worked with her and we released the symptoms, so we released the pain and stuff that was going on with her body. Then she made an appointment right after our session to get tested. And when the test came back, it was negative for COVID. And so she was able to see that she could use her own mind to shift her symptoms. And so we did that. And by the way, if you're somebody who is having some stress about COVID, you may want to go back and listen to that episode. I want to say it was mid-March. I don't remember the exact number of the episode, but you may want to go check it out. But point being is that you'll want to make sure to keep your energy lifted for multiple reasons: for your health, for your happiness, for your energy, for life moving forward, to just help bring up your immune system and keep your health and energy in a really positive place. And so on that note, we're going to bring in even more positive and empowering messages on the next episode. I look forward to seeing you there. Thank you for listening to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. I love connecting with you. And if you love the show or you learned something, please be sure to hit the subscribe button and make sure to share it with the people around you. The more you share it, the more we can change our world for the better. Also, I love hearing from you. If you'd like to send me any questions or comments, please visit me at brandygilmore.com/podcast. And if you're currently experiencing physical pain and would like to be a volunteer on the show, you can sign up there as well. Lastly, please remember, if you have any health issues, you won't want to avoid your doctor. Instead, you'll want to continue to work with them and make it your goal to blow their mind with what you are capable of with your mind. Thank you.